This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. China today did drop its key interest rate by 0.25%, the first cut since 2008. Todd Lee is Chief China Economist at IHS Global Insight. Mr. Lee, thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Why this interest rate cut now, do you suppose?
I think it's clear that the government of China has become increasingly concerned about the new evidence of a slowdown in the economy. And given this is a political transition year, now they have decided that they have to be much more proactive.
Now, growth is nowhere near to grinding to a halt in China. It's still brisk by Western European and U.S. standards.
That's true. But by China standards, I guess everything's relative. So industrial production has slowed to below 10%. This is something they haven't seen in some years. So by China standards, growth is relatively weak.
Did this surprise you today?
Yes and no. We know that they will be much more proactive in terms of unleashing stimulus, but their MO so far has been trying to leave interest rate policy alone, concentrate more on the direct ordering or the direct action in pumping liquidity into the system, or just ordering banks, which is mostly controlled by the government, to be more relaxed about lending practice. Also, the May data will come out over the weekend, so there may be something in the data that prompted them to sort of act first.
Todd Lee, IHS Global Insight. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.